They might as well be dead if the rain comes. If the rain comes, when the sun shines, they slip into the shade.
First record with backwards music on it. Cheer is now, is nearer, nearer.
Spare it down and there is much nearer.
No, you gotta slate it. You gotta slate it.
No, you don't. No, that's another sound. We get Dylan a megaphone.
Well, I saw the slate many times before.
Yeah, but you always saw it at the end.
There's the Mighty Thames. That's what held Hitler back.
What?
The Mighty Thames. Yes. Winston Churchill said that. Tom, ain't that right?
Yep.
Ain't that right, Tom?
Definitely right.
Tom, I think I'm gonna turn you into Tyrone Power. A matter of time.
Say that again.
Tom?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna turn you into Ronald Coleman.
That's better.
Reginald Young.
Better, much better, much better.
And P. Wheatstra plus Sleepy John
Esmond. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Think you see him like Robert Johnson?
Go to medical school like J. Carroll Nash.
Johnny Cash, all the rest of them.
I have Johnny Cash in my film.
Yeah.
You're shit, man.
So will he.
Hey, you're gonna shit when you see it. You won't believe it.
So will he.
Hey, that kid, John's gonna shit again.
Hey,
program.
Hey, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. You know what he looks like, right, Johnny Cash?
Mm.
Have you spent much time around him? Hey, he moves right like that, man.
When he's just a little missed.
Hey, you gotta cut that part out of the film, man, because I really like him. He's a nice kid. I mean, like, he moves like that, like all good people move like that. Like,
Johnny.
All good people.
Johnny.
Johnny, big river, you know.
Johnny, too.
That's some good
on record.
Yeah, he's on film. He's incredible.
Quite a guy, huh?
Quite a guy, John.
Winner.
Oh, man. You should have been around last night, John. You should have been around last night. Tonight is a drag.
Really, Bob?
Yeah. Tonight is a drag. I wish I could talk English, man.
Me too, Bobby.
He can talk American. Hey, Tom, you've heard me talk English, haven't you?
I can't do it around John.
John, don't like him.
John's such a great actor, man.
He's a great actor.
Like, I can't.
You can't believe it, isn't me.
We turned on the biggest pair of hams in London this morning. Look at
it. You got,
Is this the mighty town of Knightville, Tom?
You should have seen John looking into the lens, an inch away, saying, what's inside there?
What's inside there?
It's about 5 in the morning.
I'm going to show him this. I'm going to show him the whole flick when
Nobody's
we get it.
Nobody's ever going to see this whole flick.
The part we decide to use, the thing I'm going to send to him. He's the only cat that's going to be clear.
Johnny, it's groovy.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, but I mean, I'll just say it.
Wrong man, whistle.
You asshole.
It's time to whistle.
That's the thing I was pissed off about. And about the flick. You said, do you remember what you said to me when I played you those tapes? I'll say it later. Remember you said to me, I played you this song, and you said something about this gotta be in... I didn't realize it at the time, Robbie told me. He said it's gotta be in your song publishing company. What's the name of it? What's your song publishing company?
Oh, the song publishing
company. Yeah, what is the name of it?
Dick James.
No, is that the name of it? Dick James. That wasn't the name I heard.
Northern Songs?
Right, that was it.
Oh, that'd be
right. That ought to be in Northern Songs. I said, what's Northern Songs? And then I was never told, man. I had to go out and find out.
Didn't we tell you?
No, man. You didn't tell me? You said, this ought to be in Northern Songs. And it was you laughed, and Paul McCartney looked the other way and talked to Ringo.
Mick Jagger looked at me. Balloon dropped out of his face, and Rob Roy left into the room with a big kill down. He said, hey, Bobby, have you heard this one?
You gotta live in Texas, man.
You've got some thought. While I go over here.
I read the papers of George Harrison, spent a lot of time in the States. You've learned a lot from George.
Tell me about the mamas and papas, Bob. I believe you're backing them very bigly.
I knew it would get to that.
I believe you're backing them.
No, you're just interested in the big chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're interested in the big chick. She's got a hold of you, too. She's got a hold of everybody I know. Everybody asks me the same thing, and I know what they mean.
A lot of this is a midnight show.
Do you know...
They're terrible, man.
Ralph Donner is another great one.
Who? I only know the lesser knowns. No, sir.
Barry Maguire is a great war hero.
Barry Maguire? He's a great friend of yours, John, I understand.
He met me through you, Bob, remember that? He said, he's a great buddy, Sergeant Barry.
Yes. I remember. Oh, God. I was sure you were thinking of somebody else and up all of them. All right.
Bob forgot his lines again.
Cut. Take it again.
Take that again. Sorry about that, Bob. Laughing. He looks so natural, but really shaking.
We're sorry about that.
Right, I'll start again now.
I don't care.
No. Blastable.
Tell me about the Silkies.
No, I'm not telling you about that.
Tell me about... Oh, I had a pain in my side.
Well, I didn't quite... Jim Levis.
Tell me about this pain in my side.
We've been doing this for a while. We've missed all the good ones anyway. Oh, why don't you take some yourself?
Hey, I've taken a few milligrams of silky once.
You got the tie in, I can't help it, it's pointing right at me. Get off me.
Cutting it out is the best.
Really, is it 20 minutes?
No, this is, you're running a 10-minute one, aren't you?
Exactly.
Are you getting presents out of that?
Many presidents
have come from
the same
environment.
Well, Barry
McGuire.
Barry McGuire.
Right. You come in with that.
All right. Barry McGuire tells me he's a good friend of yours.
Well, I hate to say this about Barry, Bob, or Bobby. I hate that, but I don't know him at all, personally at all. But I did have a letter from his manager saying he was very, very close to you, being on the sort of bosom of the current folk rocker boom, you know, the moment.
Yes,
so
I know
that's the first thing I did hear about Barry himself.
But you've never really exchanged correspondence. Get the two lovers over there.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. The band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
As we live a life of ease, every one of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green in our yellow submarine.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
She's beside me, I know I need never care. watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? How to get you into my life?
This is a thing which we never really talked about, but everywhere we were going,
to be dead, I said. He said, I know what it's like to be dead, I said. He said, did he? Oh, that's very nice indeed. Hello?
Hello? Okay.
He said, I know what it's like to be dead, I said. I must be out of my head, he said. He said, I know what it's like to be dead. He said, I know what it's like to be dead. He said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it's like to be sad. He said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it's like to be dead. That's what he said.
No. police patrols on each corner. So there weren't fans just haphazardly waving along the streets. Any had been gathered up and, you know, herded onto a corner, and they were allowed to wave from there. So you'd go along the street, then there'd be a little eek, and you'd go a few more hundred yards, eek.
It was very strange. The audience were very nice. I mean, they all reserved, but they were up on their feet, or they tried to be, but in those days, you know, there was police all around the stadium with telephoto lenses, and anybody who stood up and looked like they were going to, you know, run towards the stage or something, they took a photograph of them. So the people there were very restricted in what they could do and how they could respond to us. But it was a warm reception. It was very nice. But...